We're doing Mein Yaakov. We're up to page Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, which is in the standard editions of Mein Yaakov. It's Daf Nun Tes in the Gemara of Alech Amin over thunder. Over thunder. My Amin. What is thunder? Amar Shmuel Anane Deatya Begalgalash Nemar Kol Ramcha Begalgal Heiru Brakim Tevel Ragzav Tirash Haaretz. So Shmuel says it's the moon. It's the clouds brushing against one another. That's why you have thunder. And the rabbis say it's when the clouds are passing water from one another. He says it's when you have bolts of fire, what we might call lightning, and the you have pieces of hail that are breaking, large slabs of hail that break. That's the sound you're hearing when you hear thunder. Ravashi says the clouds are hollow, and when the wind blows over the clouds, so then it's like when you blow over an empty barrel. So if you take an empty beer bottle and you blow over it, or a wine bottle, you could have a noise. That's the noise of the thunder. And the Gemara says it seems that Rav Acher bar Yaakov's logic that you have lightning that breaks the slabs of ice, that's really what's causing the thunder, because the Talmud says you see that you first have a situation of clouds, and then you have thunder and lightning, and then you have rain. So it seems like there's some kind of connection, the Talmud says. So here it's important to know the Rambam's son wrote a letter in which he discusses these different places in the Talmud where the Talmud discusses nature. And he says that the rabbis were working, doing their best, talking to the local scientists to figure out what nature had to offer, what was going on. And so he says, you can't assume that what they say about nature is like what they say about Torah. Their discussion of nature is the best they could get at from their vantage point. And sometimes they were right and sometimes they were wrong. So that's the Rambam's son, that's what he wrote. We discussed previously the Maharal that takes a totally different vantage point on Chazal's discussion of nature, where the Maharal says they weren't discussing the physical cause and effect, they were discussing spiritual things, metaphysical things. Okay, whatever. Then you have to say the whole Gemara in this area is metaphysical. So then when the Gemara says you have thunder and lightning and rain, it's not talking about physical thunder and lightning and rain. Fine. You want to say that way, say that way. You want to say the other way, you have the Rambam son. Fine.
Wouldn't that make sense though? That why, if they were simply talking about what rain is, what thunder is, what lightning is, why would it be here?
Okay. Well, the question is that they're interpreting verses based on this interpretation. So, okay, I agree. I'm comfortable with both pshatim. Fine. I don't know. It says al haruchot, over winds you make a blessing, shekochov v'otom al olam, that God's might is throughout the planet. My ruchot, what kind of winds are we talking about? Amar Abaye, Zapa, you're talking about some kind of big tornado. Amar Abaye, Gmiri de Zapa Beleli Alohavi. We have a tradition that you don't have tornadoes at night. Vakachzinan dehavi. But we do see tornadoes sometimes hitting at night. So the Gemara says, yeah, udatchulim mame. It started yesterday. It got brewing yesterday. Obviously, here it seems to be more logical to say they weren't talking about physical occurrences. We have a tradition that you don't find a hurricane going for 2 hours, one after another. So the Gemara says, you do find hurricanes going back to back. The Gemara says, you're right, that's one big hurricane, the Kamafsik Beni Beni. Really, it's just a pause in the same big hurricane. It's not, again, same question. Over lightning, you say, blessed is he whose might is throughout the planet. My brakim. What is brakim? Amarava balka. Okay, so balka is a bolt of lightning. וענני דסלקן בקרן מערבית ועטיין מקרן דרומית ובית ענני דסלק אחד לאפי חברתא כולו קשן. The following things are all difficult. They're bad signs. They're not signs of blessings. What are they? When you have one bolt of lightning. When you don't have a lot of lightning, you have one bolt of lightning, that's a warning sign. If you see white lightning, if you see green lightning, if you see clouds coming from the west and going to the south, when you see two clouds that are flying together and they're colliding, all these aren't good signs. It's not a sign of normal weather. It's a sign of something that's happening up above. L'may nafkamina? Well, what difference does it make? So you saw a bad sign. What are you supposed to do about it? Answers the Gemara. L'mibay rachami. So you start davening. You realize, hey, you saw a bad sign. So things are brewing. You better daven. When do we say all of this? That's if all of this happens at night. But by day, in the morning, it doesn't matter. None of these signs are relevant. Shmuel bar Yitzchak says, the clouds you see in the morning, don't be so hopeful that they're going to bring rain. They don't carry too much weight. As the verse says, when God says your charity is worthless, God says your charity is like the clouds of the morning. Because you could wake up in the morning and see a bunch of clouds, but it doesn't mean there's going to be any rain in that day. Rav Papa said to Abaye, Hamri Inshi, Kidimavtach Bebe Mitra Barchama Mochsakich Vegani, that there's a saying that people used to say, if when you open the doors of your house in the morning, you see rain, so I tell you, go back to bed, you who carry the grain, because the grains are going to be cheap this year. If your job is to carry grains, so you should know the grains are going to be cheap because there's going to be a lot of rain. Kidimavtach bebei mitra. When you open your door, you see a bunch of rain. Bar chamra. You, the guy who whose job is to carry the grains, so if the people make a good living on their grains, you could charge more. If people aren't making a good living, you could charge less. So you, mochsakich vegani, you turn around your sleeping bag and go back to sleep, you're not having a good year. There's going to be a lot of grain for people. Lo kasha hadikato b'ima hadikato banana. The Gemara says, if you have thick clouds when you wake up in the morning, so then you know it's going to be a rainy day. That's a sign of rain. If you wake up in the morning and you see all these fluffy clouds, but they're not really thick clouds of rain, so then the fact that there are clouds in the morning doesn't indicate anything. That could all pass. Amar bi Alexandri, amar bi Yeshua ben Nevi. Lo nivu ra'amim ela lefshot akmumiyut shebalev. Rav Alexandri quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that God created thunder to straighten out our hearts. You hear a clap of thunder, it's scary, it straightens out a person internally. Shneimar ve'elokim asa she'iru milfanav. The verse says, God did some things just so that we have awe. We could lead our lives and everything's okay. I remember I was once walking home from the Machon, and suddenly there started a terrific storm, and all around me I'm hearing claps of thunder and lightning. And I'm seeing lightning. And I'm out there on the streets. I tell myself, what am I supposed to do now? You know, you go. They say, don't go under trees. Don't go under trees, right? So where are you at? I ran. But suddenly, you're not running from the rain, you're running because you see lightning. It's Ramash. So sometimes we get a reminder that fear is a real part of life. If one sees a rainbow in the cloud, then he should fall on his face. We find that when Yechezkel saw his vision of the heavenly chariots, so he saw a rainbow and he bowed down. He realized that represents, so to speak, God's throne that's above that. So the Gemara then says, Laite Allah b'ma'arava. You'd go to the west, you'd go to Israel, that's west of Babylon, they'd curse anyone who did that. You see a rainbow, you bow, mishum demechzi kamandikam sagid lekashta. It looks like you're bowing to the rainbow. If you're going to say, wow, a rainbow, boom. Okay, everyone's going to think you're bowing to it. But you do make a blessing when you see a rainbow. So the Gemara says, what blessing do you make? Omer, baruch zocher abrit. one blesses, blessed is he who remembers his covenant. Last week's parasha, God made a covenant, he won't bring a flood. And that the rainbow reflects that covenant. B'matnita Tana, in the Braisa it says, Rabbi Yishmael b'no Shabbi Yochanan ben Boka Omer, Ne'man devrito ve'kayam de'mamaro, that we say God is faithful to his covenant, and he fulfills what he said. So it's not just he who remembers the covenant. So Amar Rav Papa, so Rav Papa says, Hirkach nemrinu lo letavayu. That's why we say both in the blessing. We say, blessed is he who is zocher abrit, who remembers the covenant, ne'man bibrito v'kayam b'mamaro. He's faithful to his covenant, and he fulfills what he said. He said he won't bring a flood, even though now we probably deserve it. The rainbow reflects the idea that he's fulfilling his end of the deal. He's not bringing a flood. So we say both, because they're really two opinions, and we encompass both in our blessing. Al harim v'al hagvaot, when you see mountains and hilltops, so you make a blessing of how God created the world. Atu kulani damran ad ashtalav maseh breshit ninu. Why is it that on a mountain, on a beautiful mountain, you say, Baruch Hashem Ma'asev Rashid, blessed is the one who created the world this way. Lightning and thunder were also part of creation. Why do we make that blessing over lightning and thunder and everything else? V'aktiv brakim la'matar asah. The verse says that God created lightning in anticipation of the rains that would come. So why don't you make that blessing over lightning as well? Amar Abaye kroch v'tni. Abaye says, you're right. Really, all the previous things we listed, the winds, the earthquakes, the hurricanes, the lightning, the thunder, you make both blessings. When we said you make a blessing over God's might, it wasn't to the exclusion of the blessing, Oseh Ma'aseh V'Rashit, about how God created the world. You do both. Rav Amar, Hata Mevarech Tauti, Baruch Shekocho Maleh Olam, Oseh Ma'aseh V'Rashit. Hacha Oseh Ma'aseh V'Rashit, Ika Shekocho Maleh Olam Leka. Rava says, you can't say that the whole Mishnah gets both blessings, because it's not true. When you see a beautiful mountain, that mountain is here. You can't say God's might is all over the world. You're seeing His might right here. So over a mountain, you can only say, Oseh Ma'aseh V'Rashit, look at how God created the world. But over thunder and lightning, there you can make both blessings. It's the awesome way God created the world, and it's also God's might that is all-encompassing. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, if you see a beautiful clear sky, you make that blessing. Blessed is God who created this world in this beautiful way. When is it considered that you see a beautiful clear sky? When you have a night that's raining all night long, and in the morning you have a northern wind, clears all the clouds, and you walk out and you see, clear. That's a clear day. And this is in disagreement with Rafram Bar Papa in the name of Rav Chista. He says that from the day the temple was destroyed, from the day the first temple was destroyed, you'll never again see a clear sky. You think you're seeing a clear sky, but what you're seeing isn't the same sky that used to be. And so you cannot make a blessing, wow, how God created the world. This isn't how He created the world. The sky used to be much nicer. Shenemah, the verse says, Al bish shamayim kadrut v'sakasim sutam. In Isaiah it says, God says, I'll dress the heavens with sackcloth. I will make that their garment. They will be scowling from today onward because the temple was destroyed. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, you see a clear sky, you could bless how God created the world. And Rav Chista says, no, even though you think it's clear, that's not how God created the world. The sky was once much prettier. When you see the sun, bitkufata, when it's come full circle to the beginning of its cycle, and the stars are in their place, and the zodiac's in their place, so everything's full cycle, you're back to where the world started at creation, you make a blessing. What we call Birkat HaChama, 2 years ago, Erev Pesach, everyone went out to say it. What's the big blessing? Baruch Hashem Ma'asev Rashid. Ve'imatavi, how often does that happen? Amar Abai, kol chavchet shenin, every 28 years. Ve'adam achzov, naflat tkufat nisan b'shavtai, baruch haditlat nage dalet. So, the Gemara goes into how you figure it out from the zodiac on a Tuesday night, that the season exactly starts then in the zodiac of Shabtai. Okay, you have to sit down and look at the charts and figure out how this works.